part of beating HIV, though, presumes that people know that they have HIV and that they've been tested for it. In 2016, is everybody who should be tested for HIV being tested for it?
Well, certainly not. I think we've made some advances in that regard, but still, over many years now, about the same number of new infections happen per year, every year, than they have for 10, 15, 20 years or so. So we have a lot of new tools. We have rapid tests that can be done with a saliva swab, but it's really the process of overcoming the stigma, the fear, the information gap, and to engage the community with the healthcare system to be able to deliver information, the appropriate messages, and access to testing, and if needed, access to medical care to really allow us to really grapple with the HIV pandemic in a better way. I don't think we can expect people to come in and to be tested if they think it's going to be, there's going to be no help for them or no where to get treatment. There's been a lot of advances in that regard as treatment is now so much better and so much more effective. But still, there are a lot of barriers to engaging people in the medical system.
That's really of concern simply because of the now well-recognized possibility that one can prevent spread of HIV with current therapy, not therapy in the future, but therapy right now. You'd really hope that everybody would want to be tested so that they wouldn't infect folks in their loved ones in their environment.
Well, part of, I think, getting that message out about getting tested is communicating this message that once you get tested, it's not a death sentence, that you can get into medication, you can get access to resources to pay for the medication, and also get that message out that taking medication can prevent you from passing it on to your partner, and that there is a pill called PrEP that allows people to prevent themselves from getting HIV. That message is not widely known right now, and it's not, you know, being seen on commercials and that kind of thing. So the onus is on us as researchers and people who do community outreach to get that message out so that it will encourage people to want to get tested and not be afraid of what possible result would come from that.
What's the role of the community then in passing that message along?
The role of the community, I think, is making sure that they are involved in community-based organizations and learning more, getting more information about HIV and HIV testing. And one of the things that I like about the crowdsourcing contest is the idea that they are contributing their ideas on how to develop campaigns using, you know, music and art and technology and social media to design campaigns that are culturally relevant and that make these messages easy to understand and easy to access. So that could be the role of the community, is really having a say in designing how those messages come out.
It's true for patient engagement or citizen engagement in general.
Yeah, right.
Patients and citizens always know what's best approach to helping their own community way better than we who are on the other end of the white coat.
Exactly.